We also heard this week from our friends down at the John Glenn Middle School in North St. Paul, and here is their report.
Good morning. This is Mrs. Chapman's class from John Glenn Middle School in North St. Paul / Maple area. The high temperature was 84 degrees. The low temperature was 63 degrees. The week was mostly sunny with rain on Thursday and Friday. We observed many animals this week, but the most interesting was the behavior of the bumblebee. We observed two bumblebees mating, which none of us had ever seen before, and made us think about their life cycle. We researched and found that bumblebees generally nest in the ground. The queen bee is the only one that survives the winter. She emerges from her hibernation in the spring and starts a new colony by herself by gathering enough food to raise the first eggs, which will all be female worker bees. After that, the worker bees gather the food and the queen lays eggs. This queen will die at the end of the season. Males are usually produced towards the end of the organized nest. The male's only job is to mate, but only one in seven will actually mate. A new queen will emerge about a week after the males. When the new queen is ready to mate, she flies to where males have attracted her to. Most queens mate just once, but some mate as many times as three times. The new queen drinks lots of nectar to build up their body fat so that it can hibernate between 6 to 9 months. This is our last report until September. Enjoy the rest of your summer and stay curious.
Nice report. Thank you very much. And good information about bumblebees there. I hope that you all are noticing the bumblebees, and there are a lot of them. I was walking the other day, and the sweet clover, the white sweet clover, was just incredibly aromatic, and the bumblebees were just all over it in numbers of species. We saw a great number of species of bumblebees on the white clover, white sweet clover.